I can only imagine what it must have been like for the apostles after the resurrection of our Lord, after having seen him die on the cross and then all of a sudden come through walls with a risen and glorious body, to hear these words of our Lord that he was leaving them. During these 40 days of Paschal tide, of Easter, you know, we bask in the glory of the risen Christ, but yet those words of John 16 come to us, that in which he says that he is going to prepare a place for us. He says, "It is expedient to you that I go, for if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And when he is to come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me, and of justice, because I go to the Father. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth." So our Lord goes to prepare a place for us in heaven, and then sends us the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Consoler, in the time before his second coming, in order to, you know, cause us to realize the ways in which we have erred, in which we have wandered from God's truth, but not just merely to convict us of our sins, right, but to bring us to the fount of all blessing and grace, of salvation, redemption, and justification in Jesus Christ. And so during our Easter liturgy, when we are little by little preparing for this great advent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, at Whitsunday, then the church in her introit, in her entrance antiphon for today's Mass, puts these words on the lips of the praying church. Cantate Domino canticum novum, alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song, alleluia, for the Lord has done wondrous things, alleluia. St. Augustine, the early church father, was famous for saying, "He who sings prays twice." And there's something about the act of opening our voices and turning those words into music, which has a very profound effect on the human soul. Now, you know how I'm always trying to get you to sing, right, at Mass, there's a reason for that. Throughout human history, we have learned things by our singing them. There's something about our psyche which those truths kind of remain with us particularly well if we sing them. You will not be surprised to know that, you know, I am horrible at math, and that sometimes I still sing the multiplication tables that I learned in third grade, right? They are emblazoned on my memory. Of course, now we have calculators for this kind of thing, so thank God for that. But even the truths of our faith, there's something about, you know, when we hear them, or even when we say them, is one thing. But when we sing them, it adds this entirely new dimension. And that singing also brings joy to the human heart, particularly in times of absence or in times of wonder or times of anxiety. In the letter of James, which we heard from in the epistle, we get some very good advice from the apostle, where we hear, "Let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of naughtiness, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." There's something about the Christian in which we become open to faith by listening, right? By opening our ears and our hearts to the word of God. And that word of God, when it is engrafted onto us, when it becomes part of us, when we take ownership, as it were, of that, of our own discipleship in Christ, then it's something which opens our hearts to that saving work of Christ. And when we are tempted in any way to close our ears and our hearts off from listening to the Word of God, and sometimes to the Word of others, then that is when our hearts begin to become agitated, and when we give in to anger, and when we give in to, you know, saying, you know, anything and everything that comes onto our mind, and then before we know it, our anger and our intemperance have caused problems for us and for everybody else around us, right? Whereas if we followed the clear instructions of our Holy Mother, the Church. Sing a new song to the Lord, alleluia, for the Lord has done wondrous things. That when we have those temptations, if we come to him with prayer and praise, and we would let that song of praise be on our lips, not only the beautiful prayers of the sacred liturgy, but all of those things which are beautiful and common to our experience as human beings, they can truly lift the heart out of itself to help us to resist temptation and to be able to cling evermore to Jesus Christ. So as we wend our way through these 40 days of Paschaltide and then waiting for the great gift, not only of the Ascension, but of Pentecost, then let us always lift our minds and hearts to God, but also not fear to do it in song.